Hello, my name is Eric Motzenbacher. I am from a small town called Granite Bay, located outside of Sacramento. There's a lot of fun things to do there, even though it's a small town. For example, as a kid growing up, I used to always go to the lake. We have Folsom Lake right around there. That's a fun thing to do, always after high school days, just go to the lake and hang out. Besides that, there's just movie theaters and a couple parking lot hangouts, but that's about it. So you get into a little trouble there, but for the most part, it's just a fun place to grow up. I played football for my high school there, and was really interested in it. Also, coming down here to state, I knew I needed a sport to be involved in, so instead of football, since I don't think I could make the team based on size, I joined a wrestling club and also do Muay Thai martial arts over at over off El Cajon. So I really enjoy both those. As you can tell, I'm really into sports, which is why I picked my major, because San Diego State is one of the best for kinesiology majors. I became interested in sports and sports science from a young age. That led me to pursue my career here as a kinesiology major. And even more to the point, I want to emphasize in physical therapy. I chose physical therapy because it seems like a helpful way to get involved with other athletes, with also being involved myself. I worked at a local physical therapy clinic this summer up in Granite Bay for one of my close friends from his parents. Let me get a job there this summer. It was a good experience. I really enjoyed it. I got to meet a lot of people and help a lot of people out with their physical issues. A lot of, you know, knee tears and post-surgery mostly. It was a really great experience, and I met a lot of cool people. That is why I'm taking physics right now. Not only is it necessary for my major, but it is also very important knowledge in helping me become a great physical therapist. Knowing the basic principles of trigonometry and motion are very important when treating a patient. Ligaments and joints and bones and everything else conform to the same rules about angles as triangles and what we're learning about. And also, motion is also important because, as you know, kinesiology is the study of movement. In addition to the ideas that I just listed, physics is important to my intellectual growth in simply trying to become a well-rounded person. Everybody should have a general idea of what's going on around them. This is exactly what Physics 180A is doing. It gives an individual a general overview of physics, just the basic principles that really help out the most. For example, after taking this class for 5 weeks, I already have a much better idea of what an object would do if it was thrown in the air at an angle. Physics can be applied to everyday life in all situations. While other classes you might take, such as calculus, you might not put those to good use every single day of your life. Physics is vital. Even if you don't know you're using it, you use it every single day. Just little things. That's why I'm glad I have a teacher like Tony. Tony really tries to enforce certain problem-solving methods. Like, for example, one thing he tries to emphasize the most is writing down all your information and then solving the problem step by step. I agree with this approach. Being able to see on paper and in your head what's happening in the problem is extremely important to working out the problem. It also gives you a head start and a guideline when judging whether your answer is correct. Sometimes you can just tell, based on what you know is supposed to happen, whether your answer was correct or not. Another thing he emphasizes is drawing out a clear picture. I agree with that too. And also ignoring some of the information that just is there to throw you off. A lot of times physics equations are hard only because there's so much stuff that you don't really need. It's not the meat of the equation. It's just there to kind of confuse you. So he emphasizes getting rid of that. So far, I love it here at San Diego State. I love going to college down here. I love the city. It's great to be next to the beach and There's a lot of cool people down here. It's a lot different than going to my high school of 2,000 people to coming down here where there's 48,000 people that you go to school with. And the town's totally different too. This is a total college community. That's just, a small elementary, junior high, high school area. I'm a sophomore this year, and I'm having a much better time this year than I did my freshman year. I think that's mostly due to the fact that I was in the dorms last year, and in particularly Zura. Even though I enjoyed meeting all the people that I met there, it was a kind of rough situation just because I feel like I got sick all the time. I got sick about every other week just because of how the germs circulate in the dorms. So that wasn't enjoyable. I'm avid at working out. Like I'm a gym monkey, and so to not be able to go into the gym every day and give my all because I was sick, that really bothered me. It hindered what I was capable of, and that just got to me every day. I was so excited to go home at the end of the year, but now I'm living in an apartment with two of my close friends, and it's a lot better. It's quiet out where I live, and I get to cook healthy meals, which is different than the dorm food, and I knock on wood, haven't gotten sick yet, so that's awesome. Expectations for college, I expect to walk out of San Diego State with a degree, knowledge, and also some good friends. I feel I'm well on my way to achieving those goals. I took classes this summer at the local community college because I'm trying to help my dad's helping me through college, and I'm trying to get out in 4 years, I know it's hard, I know most people get out in 5, but I'm trying my best to get out in 4, so I took some extra units this summer at the community college. I've taken a ton of classes already, which have furthered my knowledge, I've gained a lot of knowledge from the people that I've met down here. It's a very small community where I'm from, and it's predominantly Caucasian. Same affluency, you don't meet too many different types of people. It's not very diverse, and coming down here and meeting a lot of new people, that was really, really interesting. Also, I made a bunch of new friends in the dorms, in fraternity life, and other just social events down here, just going out and trying to meet people. So I feel like I'm well on my way to accomplishing all three of those goals, and I hope the rest of my time here at at San Diego State is as exciting as it has been so far. Thank you. That's Eric Motzenbacher for Team Ramrod signing off.